USA News. I'm Tim Berg. An investigation is continuing into Thursday's cell phone outages that affected many AT&T customers across the country. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies are looking into the cause to see if it was a cyber attack or just technical difficulties. This, as National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says, there's no credible reason to believe it was an intentional attack.
We're going to look at this really hard. We're going to work with industry to see what we can find out. But right now, we're being told that AT&T has no reason to think that this was a cybersecurity incident.
President Biden is reportedly considering an executive order to try and help restrict the number of illegal immigrants crossing across the southern border into the United States. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News he believes the president needs to drastically change his administration's policies regarding the border, emphasizing Americans are at risk nationwide.
It's very scary when you think that we're releasing people into the United States that have gang affiliations because President Biden said, if you want to flee, come, we'll accept you. When in reality, the vast majority of the people that we apprehend do not have legitimate asylum claims, and that's proven down the line.
The Northeast is expected to get hit with another storm that will bring rain and possible snow. Forecasters saying the system that's moving across the Midwest on Thursday will move eastward, bringing a chance of rain to mostly New England, but parts of upstate New York could see snow. Motocross star J.O. Archer is dead after crashing during trick practice in Australia. The action sports group Nitro Circus posting about his death on Instagram, writing that he was the epitome of passion, hard work, and determination. Archer lost control of his bike while recreating the famous upside-down move during drills. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
President Biden speaking to the press after meeting with family members of Alexei Navalny, opposition leader of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny recently died while jailed in Russia. The president commenting on his meeting with Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalny.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yulia is going to continue the fight he had underway. We're not letting up.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is urging former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to drop out of the GOP presidential primary. He spoke after casting his ballot in South Carolina's Republican primary.
Between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is Nikki Haley. And so getting out of the way is incredibly important, not for the party, but for America's future.
A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a high school that was accused of violating the Crown Act, legislation that bans hair discrimination based on race, after Daryl George was told that he was in violation of his school's dress code due to the length of his dreadlocks in his hair. State Chair of the Texas Coalition of Black Democrats, Dr. Candace Matthews, comments on the decision.
We are highly disappointed on the decision that was made. Daryl would have to continue to be in school suspension until the federal case kicks in.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.